You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Wonderful Wacky Family. These hilarious stories about other people's relatives will make you laugh out loud. And today we're going to talk about something that always provides lots of funny stories, and that's marriage, from the chapter in our book called Happily Ever Laughter. So in our first story, Nell Musolf talks about men's suits and how they've become noticeably smaller and tighter over the past few years, almost as if they've been outgrown by the men wearing them. I feel the same way about this new look in suits, but I guess that just proves that I'm in my 60s. But fashion is a funny thing, and I think that one day we'll look back on this era and wonder how anyone thought that these tight little suits looked good. After all, we have the 1980s as a good example of absolutely dreadful clothing that was all the rage, including tight leather pants. And that's what Nell tells us about. Her husband's desire for a pair of those leather pants back in the 1980s. So for his birthday, that's what she got him, a pair of tight leather pants. But when he went to put them on before they went out to dinner, he disappeared and he didn't come back. And finally, after 10 minutes, Nell went to check on him and found him wearing those very tight pants that were too tight everywhere and kind of revealing in the wrong places. Her husband said he couldn't possibly wear them in public. No way. Unfortunately, they'd had the pants shortened, so he couldn't return them. Nell says, "Those leather pants accompanied us on several moves since neither of us could bring ourselves to donate them, and we didn't know anyone we could give them to who would actually wear them and not laugh at us. Finally, after about 20 years, I suggested we try to sell them on eBay. Much to our surprise, those 1980s leather pants sparked a bidding war that netted us a lot more than our original $80 investment. They finally landed in California, where the happy buyer wrote hot pants on his review, thus ending Mark's sole foray into high fashion."
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So Butch Holcomb has a great story about his parents, who were definitely a happily ever laughter couple. He says that his parents were never willing to go to the doctor or the emergency room, and ambulances were out of the question. One time his father almost cut his finger off using his table saw, and he refused to go to the emergency room, saying that if it was still bleeding the next day, he would go to the doctor. Butch frantically drove the 20 miles to their house and found his father with his finger wrapped in a bloody towel. He took him to the ER, where they said the finger should probably be amputated, but his dad insisted on keeping it, and somehow they were able to save what was left of his mangled finger. Another time, Butch's mother was in the middle of tracking down an ant colony because she wanted to kill all of them. And then she fell and broke her hip. Butch says, "When my dad returned 30 minutes later, he was greeted with mom's cries for help from the backyard. Coming to my mother's aid, He did what many of his generation did when dealing with the injured. He tried to help her stand up to walk it off. Well, that didn't work at all, so Butch's father decided that he would take her for help, but not in an ambulance. Butch explains, Dad's plan was to put her in his own impromptu version of an ambulance, a metal lawn cart pulled behind his pride and joy, a bright green lawn tractor. My dad may not have known first aid, but he did know lawn tractors. Although the cart had no suspension, it did have a layer of loose hay in it from his last project. That, along with a couple of old pillows he threw in, helped to cushion my mother. Butch's dad enlisted the help of a neighbor to lift his wife from the ground and insert her into the metal lawn cart. Luckily, his wife's howling brought more neighbors over, and one of them wisely called 911. Butch says if that hadn't happened, he's quite sure his dad would have pulled his mom the 3 miles to their doctor's office with the lawn tractor. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, my wonderful, wacky family. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you'd like to receive a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story in your email every day, please head to our website and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can read more stories from this book and our other new books. And please come back for our next episode to hear about 5 ways that miracles manifested when they were least expected from our recent bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and the Unexplainable.